Macmillan Audio presents A Dangerous Woman, American beauty, noted philanthropist, Nazi collaborator. The Life of Florence Gould by Susan Ronald. Read for you by Carol Monda. Part 1. The Aspiring Chanteuse. An opera begins long before the curtain goes up and ends long after it has come down. It starts in my imagination. It becomes my life, and it stays part of my life long after I've left the opera house. Maria Callas. Chapter 1. San Francisco. Never let the facts get in the way of a good story. Mark Twain. I ran for my life, Florence often recalled with a shudder, through two great walls of flames toward the bay. She was only 10 years old at the time. Years later, as she recoiled from the memory, her trembling voice seemed to relive her absolute terror. Still, the actress in her had learned over many decades that her oft-repeated tale required a meaningful pause at this point. She had learned, too, that timing was essential to the telling of any good story. So here, Florence would stop and touch her elegant, jeweled fingers to the perfect, outsized, three-tiered pearl necklace caressing her throat. She held her audience, one by one, spellbound with her fabulous green eyes. Florence understood instinctively that beauty, as well as money, was power, and she had both in abundance. The date she remembered was Wednesday, April 18th, 1906. The place, San Francisco. The time, 5:12 a.m. For those friends who hadn't heard her story before, Florence willingly retold how she had survived the great and terrifying San Francisco earthquake, embellishing the many death-defying details they expected to hear. Her friends in France, and particularly in Paris, had never lived through such a seismic cataclysm. Oh, there had been wars, cannonades heard across France's northern plains, death beyond imagining in the Great War, and, of course, the Nazi occupation. Florence had lived through these man-made upheavals in France, too, but the horror she described was the death of an entire city within minutes. Even the survivors of the Paris floods of 1910 could not comprehend such an instantaneous tear in the fabric of tens of thousands of lives. Only with the onset of the nuclear age could those who hadn't lived through a large earthquake begin to understand its swift devastation. Florence's first great badge of courage was the San Francisco earthquake. Not that she needed any medal in her long and wildly lived life. Perhaps it made her feel more American to tell tales no one else could imagine. It certainly set her apart, like her American-tinged accent that she cultivated, despite a lifetime lived in France, speaking French. Being an American somehow made her grander, more significant, and Florence craved significance. That and her lust for phenomenal wealth and her need to be loved were the driving forces behind who she was and what she did. During her 87 years of life, she would achieve all three ambitions. So what if the truth was often bent to her will? At the end of the day, she had the means to bend it, and her entourage came to expect and desire whatever enchantment she devised for their pleasure. So, who was Florence? Born Florence Juliette Antoinette Lacaze in San Francisco on July 1st, 1895, she would die in Cannes, France in 1983 as Florence Gould. In the intervening period, she was on the guest lists of Her Serene Highness Princess Grace of Monaco, French and American politicians, millionaires, and movie stars. She rubbed shoulders with the famous, artists, and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?